Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samech. We are holding at the Mishnah on daf Samech Amaral. So says the Mishnah, again, we're continuing to discuss those people who are Chayiv Skila. Balov, a Balov, ze pisom hamedaber mishichya. This is a person who gets the spirits to rise from the dead and speak, the dead people to speak, through his armpits. Rashi says, Shem hamechashiv hamedaber mishichya ma'aleas hameis min ha'aretz. He brings up the dead from the ground. Umoshev lo b'shichyo tachaz ra'osav, and he puts him in his armpits, underneath his arms, umedaber mishachi, and it speaks from underneath the armpits. The Yedoni, and what's a Yedoni? Zeh medaber b'piv. That's someone who speaks through his mouth, has the mace speak through his mouth. Harei l'b'skila. Both of those guys get skila. Anyone who practices either one, Ov or Yedoni. V'anishal behem, but someone who approaches them to receive advice from them, or to be able to receive a conversation from the dead, ba'asara, is in violation of a lo saseh. Says Rashi, v'anishal behem, shabav ishaol behem lahagid lo davar ha'asid kagon shaol, that they want to know the future. So what did Shaol do? He went to a woman to get the spirit of Shmuel Hanavi, and Shmuel Hanavi was supposed to tell him what would happen in the war. Shmuel Hanavi gave him some very bad news and what would happen in the war. But someone who goes and does that, ba'asara, is in violation of lo saseh, da'al tifnu el ha'ovos, va'asara demach shefos kufay miloy matzi b'cha v'chavar chavar v'shol ovi yedoni. Fine, so there are several lo saseh. Says Tosfos, va'nishal behen, pirsha kuntras ba'asara da'al tifnu va'asara demach shefos kufay miloy yimtza b'cha. And the asara of kishuf in general is from lo yimtza b'cha, meaning of the people themselves who are mechashef, as opposed to those who are nishal behem. Those who are nishal violate al tifnu. Those who practice it itself are in violation of lo yimtza b'cha. Now it says Tos Vakasha, Di al tifnu asara l'nishal. If al tifnu relates to the person who approaches them for advice, im kein yehebo kares, then they should be chayv kares. Dichsiv beparshas kedoshim v'nefesher tifna v'chratiosa. Because it says in that pasuk that you get kares, and yet we say in our Mishnah that the one who approaches them for advice is not a violation of an isra kares, but an isra lav. So says also Yeshlomer ipcha da'ashar l'nishal milo yimatzei b'cha dechsev b'krab asrei shawel ovi yedoni. You have to say that the psukim are reversed, because obviously our Mishnah says someone who's shawel is only in violation of a lav, not in violation of kares, of an isra kares. So asks the Gemara, Maishna hacha d'ktani bal ovi yedoni. The Mishnah at the very beginning of Krisus lists off the 36 averos for which one is chayiv kares. So over here, now, how could you be chayiv kares and skila for the same avera? Which is it? Are you chayiv kares or chayiv skila? So the halacha is that if you do, let's say, ov yedoni, and you have hasra'a and edim and everything, so you chayiv skila. If you do it b'shogeg, bring karban. If you did it b'mezid, but there were no edim v'asra, then you chayiv kares, because kares is meted out by Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu deals with that, so that's going to be kares. So in the Mishnah, lists off the chayave krisus, lists off all the averos for which one is chayiv kares, and it mentions ov, but it doesn't mention yidoni. And yet when it comes to skila, we mention both ov and yidoni. So why is it that there's a difference between the Mishnah in Sanhedrin and the Mishnah in Krisus? So two answers the Gemara is going to offer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ho lushnein b'lav echa nemru, since the ov and yidoni are included in the same lo sase in the Torah, and therefore it's only mentioned as one in Krisus. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, l'chora, it shouldn't matter which one you mention in Krisus. It's just the Mishnah only mentioned one of them, because when you violate both of them, you're only in violation of one lav. Now, if you violate each one without the other, you would also be in violation of one lav. If I violate Yov Ov only, or Yidoni only, I'm in violation of a lav, I could be Chayiv Kares. But if I violate both of them, I'm not Chayiv Tu Krisus, I'm not Chayiv Tu Karbanos, I'm still only Chayiv One, because it all comes from the same lav. If you see Rashi, Hol v'shneim b'lav echan amru, b'lav da'al tifnu ala ovos ve'la yidonim. Pasuk says, al tifnu, that's al is the lo sasei, ala ovos ve'la yidonim. It doesn't say al tifnu ala ovos, ve'al tifnu ala yidonim. Not two loshonos of lo sasei, one loshon of lo sasei. Vim asa shneim behelim echad. So if you do both of them in one period of forgetfulness, eino chayev elachatos achas. You're only going to be chayev one carbon. Shalavin mechalkin lechatos, because it's the number of lavin that decide how many karbanos you're going to be chayev. It's how many lishonos of losas that you have in the Torah that determine how many karbanos you're going to be chayev. Dichsiv asher lo seyasena tahenu dvarim shehin belosasei. V'samech lei ahodai lav al mechatos alavin kaimi. So we see that the chatos is determined by the lav. The hani and these examples of ov and yidoni, even though if you were to do one without the other, you would be chayiv. It's not like you did a half an iser if you only do ov or only do yidoni. You're definitely in violation of a complete iser. The halav atravayu kai, because the losase is going on both of them. Lo tani lo travayu hasam. It doesn't have to mention both of them in Maseches Krisos. Dichi tanina hasam midi d'mechayiv akol chad v'chad ki avad lehu ki adodi hu d'tanina. And the Mishnah in Krisos is dealing with, if you were to do all 36 of those things in one halaim, you'd be chayv 36 chataos. But if you were to do Ov and Yidoni together in one halaim, how many chataos would you be chayv? One. They don't count the separate chataos, and that's why they don't get listed separately in the Mishnah. Now, if you skip down a couple of lines in Rashi has a kasha. So why do we focus on the idea that they both have the same lav? What about the fact that it only mentions one chi of kares for both of them? Isn't that also critical? Isn't that also what determines whether you're chayiv one karban or multiple karbanos? Says Rashi, v'hadu nakat hol v'shneim b'lav echad nemru, v'lo nakat hol v'shneim b'kares achas nemru, mishum d'chiluk chataos eino tali b'chiluk krisus. The chiv to bring multiple karbanos is not dependent on multiple times that the Torah is mechayev kares. If it has one lashon of kares for several isurim, it could still be many karbanos. The amount of times that the Torah says, or the way the Torah divides up the isurim in regards to krisus, is not going to determine whether you bring multiple karbanos. For example, he says, what if someone mefateh means prepares the shemen hamishcha, right? It goes through all the ingredients that are important into producing the shemen hamishcha, which is nisr in the Torah. You're not allowed to prepare the shemen hamishcha, right, for non-official purposes. And a person who then uses the shemen hamishcha to anoint his body, which is also an isr, mishum di'ika shnei lavin al basar adam liyisach umimutkanta lo ta'asu kamahu, since there are two separate isurim, one not to put it on your flesh, and one not to make it, afal gav de'in b'shneim el kares achas. Even though for both of those isurim, the Torah only mentions kares once. Right? So how many karbanos chatos are you going to be chayiv? It mentions two losaseis, but it only mentions kares once. Kedukhtiv ish asher yirkach kamov asher yitin mimenu al zar. Right? It says both. If you produce it, or you put it on yourself, v'nichras me'amav. One lashon of krisos. If you do both of them in one halim, you're going to be chayv two karbanos. So what you see from there is that karbanos are determined by how many times the Torah has a lashon of losasei, not by how many times the Torah mentions the chi of kares. Right? That's why Rabbi Yochanan Davka says that they're both belav echad namru, and not that they're both bekares achas namru. That's one answer of the Gemara, why it doesn't mention both Ov and Yidoni in the Mishnah Maseches Krisos. Second answer of the Gemara, back in the Gemara, Reish Lakish Amar, Yidoni lefisha in bo ma'aseh. Yidoni is not chayv a carbon. That's why it's not mentioned in Krisos. You wouldn't be chayv a carbon for Yidoni. Why? Because it's a lav shein bo ma'isa. There's no ma'isa in doing Yidoni. Remember, Yidoni, our Mishnah says, is medaber bepiv. It's getting the dead to speak through your mouth. Now, Ov involves waving your arms, flailing your arms in some way to get the mace to speak through your armpits, but putting a bone in your mouth, which is how Yidoni worked, they would put a certain bone in their mouth and the voice would come out of that. It's not a maisa at all. The bone is just speaking on its own. And since it's not a maisa, so therefore you wouldn't be chayiv a karban to begin with. And that's why it's not mentioned. So according to Reish Lakish, it's very significant that Dafka Ov is mentioned in Krisos, not Yidoni, because Yidoni, you would not be chayiv, doesn't belong in Krisos. According to Rabbi Yochanan, either one could have been mentioned in Krisos. So it's the point we're only going to mention one of them because it's only going to be one karban for violation of both Isurim.
These Gemara's going with the assumption that this was really happening?
Not these Gemara's, Rashi's going with the assumption that this is really happening. It's major machlokas Rishonim. Okay. Whether this actually happened,
but
this is...
But saying it's a lot of mice, it would mean that I mean, everything he's doing is a ma'ase, unless you say, oh, it's just the bone is doing it. No, he's doing everything.
Yeah, but if he's a ventriloquist or something, and that's what he's doing, so that might be not a ma'isa.
Okay.
The Gemara is going to discuss
okay.
whether Akima Sfasayim, maybe speaking without Akima Sfasayim, is not a ma'isa. So that's a discussion. If you look in that story of Shaul going to the woman to find out what's going to happen in the war, the Rishonim on the page in the Tanakh, in the Navi, have a very interesting take, you know, different takes on how to deal with this. So Rashi is not the biggest rationalist in the world in terms of his approach, and say he takes things pretty literally. I forget who, one of the Rishonim on the page says that it's a total joke, and says that one of them says no, when the woman that normally it's a joke, these people can't do anything. And what happened was, like, Rosh Baruch Hu made it that Shmuel's spirit actually came up. Because if you read the Pesukim, the woman was, like, totally shocked. She's like, oh my God, there's a spirit there. And then the Rishonim says, because that never happened to her before. She's like, you know, she has the guy behind the curtain ready to do, you know. And then all of a sudden, like, the real spirit comes up and she was, like, totally blown away by it. Okay, different approaches. Depends how much of a rationalist you are. The Rambam, obviously, would take a much more rationalist view on all this stuff. Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna Bal Ov Denakats. Rabbi Yochanan, why does he say Bal Ov? Mishum de Pasach Bekra, because the Pasach starts with Ov before it says Yudoni. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the point was that the Mishnah Krisis could only mention one of them. It didn't matter which one. So the Gemara asks, well, why did it pick Ov and not Yudoni? So he says, because Ov was the first one mentioned in the Pasuk. Reish Lakish, my time alone with Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan has a good point. It only has one Lashon of Losasei for Ov and Yudoni. So it should only be one Karban. Why does Reish Lakish need to come on to this Lav Shein Bo Maisa issue? Why doesn't he just say like Rabbi Yochanan that since it's only one ish, one lo sasei, so it can only be one karban? So I'm Rav Papa says, well, chalukin hein b'misa, they are distinguished and split apart when it comes to the chiv skila. Forget about the krisus. Rashi dealt with the krisus, but what if you do it but with edim and asra and yachayv skila? So then they're mentioned separately. The chiv skila is mentioned separately for both of them. If you look at Rashi, chalukin hein b'misa on the first wide line, kishapirish skilasan, when it says their skila chilkanak. The Torah splits them up from each other. Kia ben ov o yidoni mosu masu be'even yirgumu osam demeyam bam veloksi viyidoni. And it doesn't say viyidoni. Hilkach yav yidoni bar karban av mechayv leinami kiavle bahade ov. If yidoni would have been chayv a karban, he would be included to get. He would be chayv a karban even when you do yidoni together with ov. In Reish Lakish's point of view, if you do them both be'elam echad. Unlike Rabbi Yochanan, who says, you do them both Be'elam Echad, you're only Chayiv one, Reish Lakish would say, no, you do Ov and Yudoni Be'elam Echad, you would have been Chayiv two. And therefore, there must be some other reason why Yudoni is not Chayiv. What's the other reason that Yudoni is not Chayiv? Because it's Ein Bo Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan, Chalukah Delav, Shema Chalukah. Demisa, Lo Shema Chalukah. Rabbi Yochanan will say, no. When the Torah splits up the Los Assays, then it's called dividing them into two separate categories. When the Torah splits up the Chiyuv Misa, tells you a separate Chiyuv Misa for each of them, that's not called splitting it up into two separate categories. A Chalukah de Lav is called a Chalukah. A Chalukah de Misa is not called a Chalukah. Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone with Reish Lakish. Okay, so now we explain why Reish Lakish doesn't want to say like Rabbi Yochanan. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan want to say like Reish Lakish that the reason that the Mishnah in Krisus doesn't mention Yudoni is that Yudoni is a Lav Shein Bo Maisa, and as a Lav Shein Bo Maisa, one would not be Chayiv a Karban for Yudoni? Samalcha, he would respond to you, Masnisin de Krisus, Rabbi Akivihi, Damar Lobin and Maisa. Because maybe that first Mishnah in Krisus does not require that you do a Maisa in order to be Chayiv a Karban. The Mishnah in Krisus is going like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that you're Chayiv a Karban even on a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. So maybe that's why it doesn't. Maybe that's why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't want to say like Reish Lakish. You can't tell me that the Mishnah in Krisus left out Yudoni because it's Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Rabbi Akiva doesn't care that it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Reish Lakish nihidu lo bai Rabbi Akiva Maisa Rabba Maisa Zuta bai. Reish Lakish will say no. Even Rabbi Akiva, who says that you're chayiv on a Lav Shein Bo Maisa, will say that that's if it doesn't have a major Maisa. But if there's a minor Maisa, you at least need a minor Maisa to be chayiv. Yudoni doesn't even have a minor Maisa. So even Rabbi Akiva, who thinks a lav that doesn't have a real maisa, you're going to be chayev on, would hold that you would be chayev on a maisa like is done by Yidoni, that Yidoni is at least a minor maisa. So frak the Gemara, megadev mai maisa ika. Wait a second, so you want to tell me that according to that Mishnah in Krisos, everything there has some sort of maisa? In the Mishnah in Krisos, we have megadev. Where's the maisa of megadev? He's not doing any maisa, he's just blaspheming the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where's his maisa? So answers the Gemara, kima sfas of having maisa, he's moving his lips. That's a maisa. Bal ov my maisa ikah. What about the bal ov? What maisa is he doing? Hakash is rosav havi maisa. He's flailing his arms. The bal ov is the one who gets the spirit to speak from his armpits. So he's flailing his arms. That's a maisa. Vafil rabbanan frakta gemara. Does Reish Lakish even say that according to the Rabbanan that would be called a Maisa? From the fact that the Rabbanan only disagree over there about a Megadev, but by Bal Ov their Moda, that you would be Chayiv, makes it sound like flailing your arms is a Maisa, both according to Rabbi Akiva and according to the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan don't disagree. They think Bal Ov ein Achinami. You are Chayiv for Bal Ov. Apparently they hold that, oh, flailing your arms is also a Maisa. Vatanya, but we have a Braisa. One is only chayiv for something that has a maisa like the major four avodos of avodah zarah, like slaughtering, like burning incense, doing libations, bowing. And Reish Lakish comments, who holds hishtachava'a? Now keep in mind the similarity between hishtachava'a and flailing your arms. They both just involve moving your body around, but not actually doing anything on something. When you're being mezabeach, when you're being mekater, when you're being menasech, you're doing a maisa on something else. When you're just moving your own body around, so that's much less of a maisa. So Reish Lakish says, who's the one that holds his shtachava as a maisa? Who's the one that holds your chayiv for shtachava? Rabbi Akiva, he damar lo bein a maisa. It's Rabbi Akiva who says you don't need a maisa. Apparently, his shtachava is not considered a maisa. So you want to tell me that according to the Rabbanan, even flailing your arms is considered a maisa? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Teim Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan will say even the Rabbanan could agree. Kfifas kamasal the Rabbanan havi maisa. The Rabbanan will consider bowing to be a maisa. But let's go back to Reish Lakish for a second, who thought that bowing is not a maisa at all. Hashal Reish Lakish kfifas kamasal the Rabbanan lo havi maisa. So in Reish Lakish's view, bowing is not called a maisa. Hakashas Rosh of the Balov havi maisa. In Reish Lakish's view of the Rabbanan, bowing is not called a maisa. Flailing your arms is going to be more of a maisa than bowing. Why should that be the case? How can you assume that the Rabbanan would consider flailing the arms to be a maisa, and that's why the Rabbanan aren't cholek in the Mishnah and Krisos about Ov? Kikam Reish Lakish nami the Rabbi Akiva. So says the Gemara, Reish Lakish's whole statement was only within Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva doesn't consider bowing to be a maisa, avl Rabbanan lo. But the Rabbanan do consider bowing to be a maisa. Rabbi Akiva will say, bowing's not a maisa, but you're chayiv anyway when you're oved with bowing. Why? Because I hold you don't need a maisa. The Rabbanan will say, no, we agree you're chayiv with bowing, but we hold that bowing is a maisa. And if bowing is a maisa, it makes sense that what else is a maisa? Hakashas Rosav. Flailing your arms is also a maisa. So the Rabbanan would hold that it is a maisa. Ihachi, if that's the case, Yatza Megadev Ubalov mi Bailei. But wait a second, then Megadev and Bal, if you're going to say that the Mishnah over there is talking about even the Shita of the Rabbanan, so we should say that Megadev is excluded because Zain Bal Maisa, and Bal Ov is excluded. And so the Gemara Elam Ra'ula b'mekato l'shade. That no, when we say Bal Ov in Maseches Krisos, we're not talking about the Ov that we're talking about over here. When we talk about Bal Ov in Maseches Krisos, we're talking about something else entirely. We're talking about burning incense to a shade. That the Rabbanan agree that if you're mekato l'fnei a shade, if you're mekato for a shade that's supposed to be the demon in charge of a certain area of life, that that's considered absolutely a maisa. Amalei Rava mekato l'shade over the avodas chavim. Rava says, wait a second, mekato l'shade, that's avodah zarah. Forget Bal Ov. You're in violation of avodah zarah for being mekato l'shade. Elam Rava be mekato l'chaver. No, you're mekato not to the shade, but you do some sort of kishuf to the l'chaber hashedim l'kan in order to bring the shedim together. That you're somehow bringing gathering shedim through your action, but not that it's a service of the shade. It's a way of manipulating the shedim. Amar le Abaye mekato chaver, chaver, chaver hu. Isn't that just an example of chaver, chaver? In v'atarom or chaver zebeskila. So he says the Gemara, yes, that's exactly what it is, and that's why the Torah says that this chaver is getskila. Chaver, chaver in general, maybe is not going to be chayv skila, but this balov type of chaver, chaver is chayv skila. Meaning, what's chaver, chaver? It means that you go and you say certain things or do certain things that bring different parts of the bria together. So if what you're bringing together are shadim, then and you're makater in order to do that, then you're going to be chayv skila. If you bring together other creatures, other animals, you're in violation of an isur min haTorah, but it's not going to be skila. Tan Rabban, chaver chaver echad, chaver gadol vechad, chaver katan vafilin lechashem akravim. Whether you're dealing with big creatures or little creatures doesn't make a difference, even if it's lechashem akravim, if you're bringing snakes and scorpions together. Amar Abaye, hilka chayman detzamed zibura vakrava. If a person brings together through his incantations or whatever, he brings together a snake and a bee, afal gav dekamechavim delalizku, even though all he's trying to do is get them to kill each other so that they won't hurt anybody, aser, it's still aser. Rabbi Yochanan, maishna dekfi. So, frankly, Gemara, going back now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why is it that bowing is considered a maisa, but moving your lips is not considered a maisa? Meaning, we spoke about bowing versus hakashas ra'osav, that has to be on the same level. But why is it that bowing is different than moving your lips? Bowing is called a maisa, moving your lips is not called a maisa. Amar Rava, meaning because the Rabbanon held that Megadeth, which only involves moving your lips, the Rabbanon held you can't be chayiv for, because that's not called a Maisa. Right? Well, why not? It's as much of a Maisa as bowing. So Amar Rava, Shaini Megadeth, Hol V'yashnum B'leiv. So he says, no, Megadeth is different, because Megadeth is primarily, so the reason why Megadeth is not a Maisa is not because moving your lips is less of a Maisa. It's that the violation of the Isser is not really by the moving of your lips. The violation of the Isser is by what you're thinking in your heart when you're moving your lips. If you just say the words, let's say I don't speak Swahili or whatever, and someone writes out in Swahili, transliterated in English letters, a curse of God, and I just read it, and I don't even understand what I'm saying. I'm just reading, so my chayiv for blaspheming HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Of course not. It doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not trying to blaspheme HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not even that I did a b'shogeg. I didn't curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was just trying to read the letters that were in front of me. Totally different thing. So says the Gemara, because it's primarily an issue belayv, therefore it's not considered a maisa. It's not because akimas fasayim is not enough of a maisa. If you look at Rashi, the bottom Rashi, hol v'yashon belayv, ikur chiv abal of toli belayv, shemeskavin levarich Hashem, where you have kavana to blaspheme HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shah. Filum levarich Hashem kol yom ve'in belibo klape mala, ela shehelas Hashem ledavar acher, mechaneu b'shem ha-miyuchad. Let's say you intend to curse this table, and you just happen to call this table by one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I can curse this table day and night, it doesn't make a difference. Even though I'm calling it by the Shem Hashem, I'm not in violation of Megadeth. Ve'inam eschayiv, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv. Asks Tosos, wait a second, can't you say the same thing about Ishtachava'a? If I bow down, we just had a Gemara about it. You're Mishtachva to the Andarta, and you're not Mechabel Lav Le'eloha, so it's Lav Klumhu. So isn't that also primarily a Kiyum Belev? Not a Kiyum, but a violation that's done Belev when you're Mishtachva? It's also not something that's done by your physical body per se. It's the physical body as an expression of what you're really thinking. And if you're not really thinking anything, then in a Chinami, it's not going to be an Isser. It's Lav Klumhu, the Gemara had said. So if you look at Tulsa, second wide line, the Yeshlomar Mitachsiv Gabe Ninve, Mimuchal Yetzei Choshev Al Hashem Ra'a, Dahenu Rav Shake, Shegidev, Shayishlucha Shal Selcher, Melech Asher, Veninve, Beretz Asher, Vitalo Akasim Achshava, Ufimai Deprish Le'el, the Stam of Odzchav, Me'avam Yer, Chayiv, Nicha De'in Tliya Belev, that Stam of Odzara, that generally people violate Me'ava Mi'ira, that generally nobody really believes in it, people only do it Me'ava Mi'ira. So it's also according to my Shita, that when one violates such an avodah zarah, Me'ava Mi'ira, that for sure you're going to be chayv. And the whole issue of Me'ava Mi'ira is only if everyone else really believes in it, and you do Me'ava Mi'ira. So then, he says, everything works out great, because then it's not totally believed, because if everyone's doing it Me'ava Mi'ira, you're chayv when you do Me'ava Mi'ira also, even though you're not being Mekabel of the Eloah. So you see that certain avodos you can be chayiv for even if you're not thinking anything toward the avodah zarah. You have no intention of actually worshipping what you're bowing down to.
Like yesterday, they threw the rocks, the previous time.
Right, well, that was Narcolus. We said that, right.
Throwing without any intention.
Without any intention, yeah.
But with Balaam, what about the seven sons? I don't know if this is a real story. But they were all killed. They refused to bow to the king. And they were all killed for that.
Right.
They could have bowed anyway without having anything in their heart.
Right. Yeah, in a chinami, it's possible that they could have, but it could also be that it was, for shmad it's different,
okay. That
they, right? Which we'll get to those figures, God willing, soon. Right, that's the next part. Masa Rabbi Zera, Yatzu Edim Zomim Shem Ben Maisa, Vamai Halasnu Belev. So we said Edim Zomim are also Lav Shem Ben Maisa. But wait a second, why is that not a Maisa? We were just trying to say that moving your lips really is a Maisa, except for when the primary violation is really done in your heart. By Edim Zomim, is the primary violation in their heart? No, it's in what they say. So why don't we call that a Maisa? So Amarav Hashani Edim Zomim hold the Yashna B'kol. Edim Zomim are different because Edim Zomim is violated not with the moving of their lips, but with the voice that's produced from their lips. So since it's the actual sound that comes out, if Edim Zomim move their lips and like daven to themselves this false Edus day and night, it's not going to make a single bit of difference. So it's not the Akimas Fasayim as much as it is the actual audible sound that comes out of their lips. So that's why it's different. So says Gemara, B'kol Rabbi Yochanan, Lav Maisa. If you want to tell me that a kol, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is not a maisa, that is set, that an audible sound that's produced by moving your lips is not called a maisa. Rabbi Yochanan Merchayev Reshlag Shomer Pater. Rabbi Yochanan Merchayev Akimas Piv Havi Maisa Reshlag Shomer Pater Akimas Piv Lavi Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan says if you lead your animals, let's say you have Kilei Behema walking together and you lead them, you get them to go by audible commands that you yell at them, that you say to them. So that's called a maisa according to Rabbi Yochanan, because you're moving your lips. But it would do nothing if there was no audible sound. It's only because you're producing a kol that it's accomplishing anything. And nevertheless, you see, it's still called a maisa. Ella Amarava Shiny Edim Zomin Hol Yeshun Briya. He says, no, totally different issue. The reason why Edim Zomin are not called a Maisa, it's not because of Akimas Piv versus what they're thinking in their hearts versus the kol that's coming out. No, the reason why Edim Zomin is not called a Maisa is because primarily it's based on seeing the Edus. And since it's Yeshun Briya, it's violated, the primary part of the role of the Edim Zomin is what they saw. And then testifying about that, so what they saw does not involve a Maisa. This causes a lot of discussion in the Rishonim. What do you mean what they saw? The whole point of Edim Zomim is they didn't see anything. They're lying, right? They claim they saw something. So how can you say that their primary violation really started at the time of what they saw? What do you mean? They didn't see anything. It all started when they came to court and made up a Baba Maisa. That's when it started. Didn't start when they saw anything, so the Rishonim worked very hard in that kasha. Okay, we got to get moving here. Tan Rabbanan, Balov Zam Daber. Some have a different girso also, right? They have a different girso. If you look in the side of the page, it says Yeshnam Biya or Ba'ai, as if the Edim Zomim they could violate Edim Zomim just by saying I, which means, do you agree with what this guy said? Yeah. That's it. Just by such a sound, without even producing real words, as long as they acknowledge agreement in some way. So that's why it's not a maisa. It's such a minor statement that could cause you to be in violation of Edim Zomim. Tan Rabban, Balov, Zeh Medaber Bein HaPrakim, Umi Bein Atzilei Yadav. Balov is someone who speaks from between, he gets the spirit to speak from between his joints or between the parts of his hand. Yadoni, Zeh Meniach Etzim Yado Bepiv, Umi Medaber Me'elav. Yadoni is someone who puts a bone of a Yadua, whatever Yadua is, some type of animal, in his mouth, and it speaks on its own. Meisvei, says the Gemara, V'hayu Ka'ov Me'eretz Kolech, My love, the Mishtaiki Orche, that it says Kaov Me'eretz Kolech, doesn't that imply that it speaks directly from the grave and that it doesn't first come up to speak from the mouth or anything? Lo, the Salak or the Ov to speak from the armpit or whatever. So, lo, the Salak Yasav Ben Aprakam Mishtai. No, we're talking that it comes up and it speaks from the armpit itself, not that it speaks directly from the grave. Tashma Nadaraya, Vatomri Ishal Shaul Elokim. She says, I see a spirit coming up from the ground. My love, the Mishtaik Yorche, isn't the point that it was speaking directly from the ground, that's what she saw? Lo, the Yasa ben HaPrakim u'Mishtai. No, that in Achinami over there also, it's not talking about it, that it spoke directly from the ground. It came up to her armpits and started speaking from her armpits. Tan Rabbanan, Bal Ov, Echad Amale B'Zechuro, V'Echad Anishal B'Gulgolas. O Bal Ov is whether he brings the mace and spirit to speak, Rashi says, B'Zechruso, on his male organ, or whether he's Nishal B'Gulgolas, he asks a skull. He has a skull of a mace in front of him, and he starts asking the skull issues, questions, and has the skull speak back. Ma bein zeh lazeh, what's the difference? Mala b'zuchuro eino ola kedarko ve'eino ola b'shabbos. When he's mala b'zuchuro, so it's not going to go up in the normal way, nor is it going to come up on Shabbos. It's not going to work on Shabbos. Nisha bal gugoles, but if you're nisha bal gugoles, ola kedarko ve'ola b'shabbos. Then it's going to come up kedarko, and it's going to come up even on Shabbos. So, ola lehecha salik kamei manach. What do you mean it's going to come up? The skull is right in front of you. What do you mean it's going to rise up? It's there. You're talking to it. So what does it mean to be ola? Ela'ema ona kedarko va'ona b'shabbos. It means whether it's going to work, not whether it's actually going to rise. The skull is going to sit on the ground the whole time. The question is whether the skull is going to start answering. Va'af she'lezu sholtan nesrofus Rabbi Akiva. And this was a conversation that happened between Tarnasrofus and Rabbi Akiva. There are many conversations that happened between Tarnasrofus and Rabbi Akiva. He always challenged Rabbi Akiva. Samarlo, Tarnasrofus said to Rabbi Akiva, Ma yomi yomayim, what makes Shabbos different than any other day of the week? Amarlo, ma gavar miguvrin. He says, well, what makes you different than any other person in the world? Demari Tzavi. He says, what do you mean, what makes me different? The Melech, the Kesar, put me in charge. He gave me an office. So I'm therefore an officer. So Shabbos Nami Demari Tzavi. So Rabbi Akiva says, well, that's exactly what makes Shabbos different. What makes Shabbos different? Not because we believe certain times have luck and bad luck and good luck. No, what makes Shabbos different? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Shabbos is different. We believe in God. We don't believe in luck, right? That's what we were talking about yesterday. What makes Shabbos different? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's different. He said, that's exactly what I was telling you. Who says that today is Shabbos? How do you know it's Shabbos? Maybe someone lost count a while back, and really Tuesday is Shabbos. Right? How do you know today is Shabbos? Amarlo, Nahar Sibatyon Yochiach. The river Sibatyon will show that it's Shabbos, because the river Sibatyon rests on Shabbos. Bal Ov Yochiach, the Bal Ov will show that it's Shabbos, because as we just discussed, it may not be Ola Kedarko on Shabbos, but it's Ola Kedarko the rest of the week. So if you have someone who practices Ov, you'll see that whether it works on Shabbos or not. So again, if you're a rationalist, so you're saying Rabbi Kiva was being Onelo Kedarko. He was answering him based on what he believes in, so not based on reality. Kivro Shal Aviv Yochiach, or his the kever of your own father should be Melchiach, because there was smoke that arose from Tarnasrophus' father's kever throughout the rest of the week. But on Shabbos, where the fires of Gehenim are off, so the smoke didn't arise from the kever. So he said, your father's kever will show. Shein malashim Shabbos, smoke is not rising from it on Shabbos. Amar lo, so Tanis Rava said back to him, Biziso biyasho vikilalto, you humiliated, embarrassed, and cursed my father. That's a horrible thing to do. Shoal ov, hainu dori shalameisim. Ask the Gemara, isn't shoal ov the same thing as being dori shalameisim? Why is it two separate isurim? And the Gemara, dori shalameisim kedetanya. Dori shalameisim is the following. Vidori shalameisim is amar vatsma vaholik lo besa kvaros kadesh shishal of ruach tuma. Dori shalameisim is someone who stars himself and then goes to the besa kvaros in order to get a ruach tuma to rest on him. Ukshahai Rav Yakiva magil le mikra zahai abo. And Rabbi Akiva got to this pasuk, he would cry. If someone who starves himself in order to get a spirit of tuma to rest on him, it works. Always maruba. So if someone starves himself because he desperately wants ruach tahara, all the more so it's going to work. Aval ma'asa, but what can we do? Shavanoseinu garmulanu, but our sins caused it to not be so easy. Shnemar ki avanoseichem ayim avdilim beinechem levein elokeichem, that our sins serve as a barrier between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rava, it says Rava, ibo tzadiki baru alma, if the tzadikim wanted, they can create a world. Shnemar ki avanoseichem ayim avdilim legomer. Rava bara gavra, Rava created a golem, a person. Shadre l'kamed Rabbi Zeira, he sent this golem to Rabbi Zeira, hava kamishtoi badei, and Rabbi Zeira started talking to him, v'lava kamahadalei, but the golem doesn't have the koach hadibor, right? He can't create a human being, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create a human being. So it didn't have the koach hadibor, couldn't speak. Samalei, min chavriya at hadala afreich. Mashiach. So he right away realized what it was. He said, oh, you were created by one of my friends. Okay, go back to the dirt. Meaning he killed the golem. Rav Chanina Rav Hoshia Habu Yasvi Kol Malei Shabbata. Rav Chanina Rav Hoshia sat all Erev Shabbos. Vaski B'Sefer Yetzirah. And they were learning Sefer Yetzirah. Umivri Luhu Igla Tilsa Va'achlilei. And they created a 3-year-old calf and ate it. You know, the best Shabbos meat. If you can't afford Shabbos meat, make your Shabbos meat, right? So that's what they did. So Tanu Rabbanan, Ma'onein, Rabbi Shimon Amar Zeh, Mavir Shiva Minei Zachar Ala Ayin. Ma'onein is someone who takes 7 different types of semen and passes it over his eyes. V'cham Amar Zeh, Och is his name. V'cham say no, it's referring to someone who makes tricks. Rabbi Akiva Amar Zeh, Mechashev Yitim V'Shatlos. Rabbi Akiva says no, Ma'onein is someone who thinks that there are lucky times of the day and things like that. V'omer, and he says, Hayom Yafal, it's horoscope. Right, Hayom Yafal Latzeis, Lamachar Yafal Likach. Today is a good day to go out on a trip. Tomorrow is a good day to buy things. Limudei Erev Shvios Likach Limudei Erev Shvios Chitin Yafos Erev Shmita. The wheat is good. Ikure Kitnios Miyos Raos. And if you're Oker Kitnios, if you take beans and you don't cut them, it's not going to rot. Right, if you do it today at this time. Tanu Rabbanan, a menachesh is zeh omer pito naflo mipiv, someone who looks at random events that occur and says, oh, there must be meaning, that's symbolic of what's going to happen. If you drop the bread from your mouth, that means that something terrible is going to happen to you, all sorts of ridiculous things like that. Makalo naflo miyado, his stick fell from his hand. Beno karilo me'achrav, his son calls him from behind him. Ma'oriv karilo, a raven calls him. Tzviv siko bederech, a deer walks in front of him on the road, right? It's a black cat. Right, it walks in front of me, and therefore it's bad luck. Right, nachash miyamino v'shul mismalo. He's got a snake on his right side and a fox on his left side. Al taschil bi, or someone who says, "Don't start with me. It's bad luck to be the first one." Shachrisu, because it's the early in the morning. He tells the tax collector, "You can collect taxes for me. Just don't make me be the first one, because that's bad luck." It's morning time, or Rosh Chodeshu. It's a bad beginning because it's Rosh Chodesh. Matzai Shabbos. It's Matzai Shabbos right after Shabbos. That's all bad luck. So all of that is nisadar raisa, to believe in luck one way or the other. Is nisadar raisa. Tanu Rabbanan lo sinachshuv lo sa'anu kigon elu ha-menachshim b'chulda ba'ofos v'dagim. It's those people who are menachish when they go out to the road in chulda, ofos, and dagim, and all these different creatures. So again, the point is, as Rav Shechter always likes to say, Judaism is the least superstitious of all religions, and Jews should not be the most superstitious of all people. All right, we'll continue from the Mishnah tomorrow.